Maybe. It's time to get up. Come on. You do need to. Because we can't sleep away all day. We can't. Can't be sleeping day and night. You sleep well? Good dreams? You know, I kind of figured you were drooling on me. Yes, you were. Hey, okay. You're not drooling. No, you never drool. You never drool. You never snore. You never accidentally kick me or anything. Nope, you're natural. Oh, come on. Drool or no drool, snore or no snore, I don't care. No, I don't care. It doesn't matter. In fact, you can drool on me anytime. Yeah. I'll wipe it up. You're so cute. This is dangerous, though. I came here to make sure that you get up, and look what happens. Your little mastermind. You just look too cute. I do not think that that's gonna make you get out of this bed. but that's really hard to resist, babe. Can you turn and face me? That's better. Oh my god. Do you know what those beautiful eyes do to me? You have any idea? So perfect. I am serious. You know, they have that little sparkle. And when they meet mine, it's just, my goodness. You're so sweet. I love when you do that. When you take my hand, you place it over your heart. It's like my own heart knows the existence of yours. And because of it, they create this perfect rhythm. I know I've been really busy lately. And I'm really glad we're here. Spending some time together like this. Away from everything. And just you and me. Perfect. It's moments like this that just reminds me of how incredibly lucky I am to have you. Love you. Oh my God. There's a smile. Does that mean that I've managed to actually wake you up? And you're ready to get out of this bed and make dinner with me? Kind of. We actually do need to get up, baby. I have already given you tons and tons and tons of cuddles. And I promise you, I have so much more in me. But I'm hungry. Yes. And besides, if you don't get up right now, that's kind of gonna ruin my surprise for you. I do. Well, I'm glad you finally noticed. Yes, I got a little bit dressed up because I have a very special evening planned. I'm not telling you. No. You need to get this cute butt out of bed and join me downstairs. That's the only way you're going to find out. Come on, get up. Aha, my sous chef has finally arrived. You know, you are late. But I'm gonna choose to give you a pass just this once. Just because you keep. You look amazing, actually. Yeah, I'm dead serious. Of course. You single by any chance? Babe, I love you in sweats, but this is, yeah, this is good. Okay. I'm done being distracted by you. Okay, let's get started, okay? Okay, so I have prepared the menu. That's right, we have a menu. So the first thing is focaccia with roasted tomatoes, caramelized onion, and we can dip it in the soup. It's a carrot soup, very creamy, delicious, I promise you. Oh, and for dessert, I made brownies. They're actually already cooling off. And we're gonna serve them with raspberry and orange. Like, prepare to be amazed. No, I know you've had them before, but they're like extra, extra, extra special tonight. Okay, let's get to work. What? Oh, you do? Okay, what surprise? Yeah, fine. go get it. Go get it. You know, I feel bad. I didn't get you anything. Yeah, but okay, yeah. What is this even? Okay, can I open it? Okay. Is this what I think it is? You got me an apron? What are you trying to tell me with this, really? This is so cute. No, this is freaking adorable. Aww. Thank you. You know, only you would get me an apron with bunnies all over them. This is so cute. I love it. Thank you. Come on, help me put it on. Does it look good? Good. Aww. You're so sweet. Thank you. Okay. So, like I said, the brownies are cooling off. The veggies for the soup are already cut up and they're roasting right now in the oven. So what you could do is to put the dough on the tray and put the topping on it. Is that okay? Okay, good. Oh, Babe, don't forget to put a little bit of olive oil in the bottom of the pan. Yeah, it gets it extra crispy. Plus, it doesn't stick. Mm-hmm. It's super, super easy, babe. Okay. Making focaccia is kind of like playing the piano. Mm-hmm. You're supposed to use tip of your fingers, like this, and you press it down to make little pockets. Mm-hmm. And then the pockets is where we're going to put all the delicious filling. Mm-hmm. There you go. Yeah, it looks great. Like a focaccia master. Mm-hmm. Don't do that. Because you're going to end up with flour, like, all over your face. Don't put the flour down. Don't you dare, okay? Don't you dare. Don't you dare. No, put it down. Put it down. Put it down. Put it down. Good. Okay, so let's get the bread into the oven. And now we wait. But while we're waiting, I do have a little surprise for you. Mm-hmm. So there is a place here that I've kept from you. And for good reasons, I promise. Can I take you there? You have to close your eyes, though. And no peeking. No peeking. I'm going to put my hands over your eyes. Yeah, and we're going to waddle there together. Mm-hmm. One step. Two steps. Three steps, four steps, five steps, six steps, seven steps, and here we are. Yeah, okay, you can open your eyes. Do you like it? I'm glad. I thought, like, what better way to set up a movie room than the attic here? And some candles, fireplace. I made a little pillow for it. Everything. Nah. I'm the lucky one, I can promise you that. Mm-hmm. Want some wine? Mm-hmm. Oh, and just in case this, yeah. I have one more request. Well, it's sort of a request, yeah? You can't laugh. No, you can't. Do you remember the song that played the first time we met? You do remember. Mm-hmm. Do you want to dance with me? Come here. Because it reminds me of you. It does. Every time they would play that song on the radio, I would smile. Couldn't help it. Love you too. That sound means that the bread is done. Yes, we definitely do. We don't want to risk burning this place down. Come on, let's go down and eat.